Yiraisa.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Yud Chasam and Aleph. We're holding on Yud Chasam and Aleph by the Mishnah. So says the Mishnah, Masrulai Zekein Nemizikne Bezdin, they would give over to the Kohen Gadol during the 7 days that he was perished in the Lishkas Parhedrin, they would give him Zekeinim, the Rishash says to Zekeinim, from the Zikne Bezdin, from the Sanhedrin. The Tiferes Yisrael explains. The Kohen Lefanu B'Seder Hayoyim, and they would read in front of him the Seder Hayoyim from Parshas Achrimais, V'aymrim Loi, and they would say to him, Ishi, my master, Kohen Gadol, Karat Beficha, you should read the Psukim with your mouth, you'll remember it better. Shema Shechachta, maybe you forgot, or Shema Lelo Madata, maybe you never even learned these halachas. Erev Yom Kippurim Shachris, when it came to Erev Yom Kippur, when it comes to Erev Yom Kippur in the morning, so Mamidim Aisa, we stand up to Kohen Gadol B'Shar Mizrach on the Easter, by the Eastern Gate of the Azara. Umavirin Lefan of Parim Ve'ilim Ukvasim, we pass in front of him these different animals, Kedisha Yamaka V'Ragu Ba'Vaida, in order that he should know the animals, he should see the animals, and think about the different halachas which apply to each animal. Kol Shivas Hayamim, all the 7 days of this Prisha, Lo Hayu Mayinim Yimenu Maichel Mishta. So we didn't hold back any sort of food and drinks from, or any amounts of food and drinks from the Kohen Gadol, during these 7 days. However, Erev Yom Kippurim, when it came to Erev Yom Kippur, M'chashicha, by night, meaning by the Sudam Afsekas, so Lo Hayu Manich and Oysi Lachel Harbeu, so we didn't allow him to eat too much, V'mnei Shem Maichel Mevi Asashena, because it can make him tired, and we don't want the Kohen Gadol going to sleep on the Leil Yom Kippur, because the chashash maybe will become tame, so therefore we keep him up the whole night, therefore we don't give him too much food by the Sudam Afsekas. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Hashem Shachach Lechai. I understand that we're nervous, that we're chayshish, that maybe he forgot the halachos. Could be. El Shem Olay Lamad, but why is there a chashash and he never learned the halachos? Mimo Kmini Gavna, would we ever establish a Kohen Gadol who never learned the halachos? Vatani learned in the Braisev, a Kohen Gadol Me'echov, the Pasuk says, so we dash from there, she a Gadol Me'echov, b'kayach b'noi, b'chachma b'aysher, that he has to be greater than all the other Kayanim in strength and beauty and chachma and in wealth. So one of the things is chachma. So how could you say that maybe loy lamat? And Agav, the Gemara just brings that Achir, Vayrim, that Achir added, and they said, the Minai and Shem Einloi, how do we know if the Kohen Gadol doesn't have money? She'echov ha-Kayhanim megadlu noisoi, that they give him money? Tamulemur v'Kohen Gadol me'echov, gadleu mishel echov, that would make him greater from his brothers, meaning from the other Kayhanim, they have to give him the money. But the point is that you see, he has to have chachma. Says the Gemara, Amr Yisav Lekasha, Kabi Mikdash Rishon, Kabi Mikdash Sheni. In the first place of Mikdash, when everything was according to the way it's supposed to be, so then Taka, the Kohen Gadol was always learned. But in the second place of Mikdash, as we'll see, they bribed their way in. The Amr Abasi, Tarkava the Dinri, 3 kav of gold, Aili Le Marta Bas Baitois, Liane Malko, this lady, Marta Bas Baitois, gave Tiyanai the Melech, Aldok Mili Yeshua Ben Gamlu, Bekani Ravavi, that he should appoint her husband, Yeshua Ben Gamlu, as the Kohen Gadol. So you see that there was bribery going on. Erev Yom Kippurim Shachris, so we said that they passed in front of him the different animals. Tanu, we learned in the Braisa Afasirim. Our Mishnah just mentioned three types of animals, Parim, Elim, Ukvasim. And we have a Braisa which mentions also Seirim, that was also brought in Yom Kippur. There was goats, the Sir Lazaza, there was a Sir Lachatos. V'tanu didon, my time only Tani Seirim. Why didn't our Tana of our Mishnah mention the Seirim? Says the Gemara, Kevin Dal Chet Kaasu Chol Shadaite, because our Tana holds that they wouldn't pass in front of him the goats, because since the goat comes as a kapara for Klal Yisrael's averus, so he might see the goats and then have chalishas adas that he's not going to be able to achieve kapara for Klal Yisrael. So therefore, we didn't pass in front of him this irim. In fact, the Gemara, if that's the case, Yachi Parnami, so the par also al chedu dasi, it also comes for a chet. So why would we pass in front of him the par? The par also comes to be mechaper for a chet. Says the Gemara, no, Kevin. Par came into Allah al echava kehanim udasi. Since the par only comes to be mechaper for his own averus and for his other kehanim, so and that's not a problem. That won't cause him chalisha sadas because be'achava kehanim iika inish disbe milsa. If there's someone that has something wrong, someone that's doing avera, so may the adale, so he'll know about it. His own family umadale and he'll be machzer and betshuva. Bekuli Yisrael, however, when it comes to all of Klal Yisrael, Layada, he's not going to know if they have a verse, and therefore he'll have Chalisha Sadas when he sees the Seir. Amar Ravina, Ravina says, this, that he knows what's happening amongst his other Kehanim in his own family, that the person knows what's happening in his family, we find also is an expression. It's like what people say, that the Ibarra Chatech, the Yalla, if your son of your sister is a policeman, so Chazeh, so see to it, make sure, Beshuku Kamele Tachlev, not to pass in front of him in the Shuk, because he knows exactly your story, he knows how much money you have, he'll give you a ticket, and he knows what's happening. But the point, we're bringing this down to show that you see that a person knows what's happening in his family. The Gemara says, Vayter kol shivas hayamim lahayu mainim. We said that during the 7 days of the Prisha, they didn't hold back the food and drinks from him. Tani Rabbi Yehuda ben Nekusa Aymer, Machilu naisei slasei subeitzim. The dafka we give him before Yom Kippur, fine flour and eggs, kedei lamas misa, in order to loosen his stomach so he should go to the bathroom, and he won't need to go to the bathroom on Yom Kippur during that Vayda. Amrulai, they said to him, that no, you shouldn't give him these foods. Kol shekein hatumavil dechimam. It causes his body to become hot, and it could lead to tumah. It could lead to him becoming tummy, so you should, dafka shouldn't give him these foods. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, sumchis amar mishim be meir, that ein machilu noisa, we don't feed the kohen gadol before Yom Kippur, le aviv, amli le aviv, v'yesh amar af le yayin lavon, some say also not white wine, le aviv, le esag, le beitzim, le yayin yashon, v'amli le aviv, le esag, le beitzim, le basar shamin, he adds basar shamin, v'lo yayin yashon, v'yesh amar, and some say af le yayin lavon, not white wine, v'yesh yayin lavon, maybe it's a adam le day tumah, because white wine, like these other things, they bring a person to becoming tamet. Tanu Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa regarding Azav, that certain his second Riyah and his first Riyah lead in a carbon, so they're not metameh if he sees ba'ines. So we learned in the Braisa that when it comes to Zav seeing ba'ines, that Zav toilin lay b'maychol, that we could be toilin his Riyah that it was ba'ines on the fact that he ate a lot of food. If we know that he ate a lot of food, so we could say that his Riyah was ba'ines. The kol minei maychol, and also all different types of food, certain specific types of foods, we could be taila his riyah and say that it was bainis based on the fact that he ate certain types of foods. And then by his second riyah, where it's not metame bainis, itak won't be tame. And by his first riyah also, linyan and carbon, he won't be tame. Elazar ben Pinchas Aymer, Mishur Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, that ein machilo naisei, we don't feed a zav during his shiva nikiyim. We don't want him to become tame, so we don't feed him certain foods. Lechagvi, vlegevim, vlekol dvarim, vilin de tomam. Lechagvi means a chalav, legvina, vlebeta, vlelayim, vlayayim. Vlegeva means not make recent chapul, ubasar shamin, umarayas. We don't give him any of these foods. Vle called dvarim vilin de tumah. Not any food that brings to tumah. Lasu yemai, what's this coming to include? All foods that bring to tumah, what's that coming to include? Hadutan rabban, lasu yeh hadutan rabbanon. It's coming to include that which we learned in the Braisa. The chamisha dvarim mevia mesa adum de tumah, that there are five things which bring a person to becoming tame. Veilu hena, these are they. Ashum, vashachlaim, vachogoylus, vabetsim, vagargir. All these different things which could lead to becoming tame. We see that we don't feed, azav during the Shiva Nikia. Oh, you're right.